Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money FM 89.3's Inspect a Gadget with Christopher Lim. What are you now? Digital editor at the Business Times.
I've been digital editor at the Business Times for a while. So, yes, I still am.
I don't know. It's that time of year. You could have been promoted.
It's been a few weeks, I know. But yes, I am still BT digital editor. And we're talking
BT
about...
BT digital editor. You've got the cutest gadget in front of me, but we're not talking about that. We're going to talk about cheaper things first.
No, we'll get to that soon. So we're talking about wireless speakers.
Right.
Okay, and of course, I mean, very handy. You can bring them around. I mean, you've got a wireless speaker you put on your golf buggy, right?
Yes, the JBL Flip 4.
Yeah, and the Flip 5 is out already. It's $179. Basically, it's waterproof and you can connect it to your phone, play music from your phone, bring it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are various gradations. There are bigger ones, more expensive ones, mm-hmm. better sound quality. So Sonos. Sonos has its first...
Does it fit on a golf buggy?
Actually, it does.
Really?
But it's big. It's about the size of this box, you know, when it's closed. So it's a bit bigger. So wait, double the size of...
You know, this is radio. When you say it's about the size of this box, you've got a lot of listeners who just went, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Give me dimensions, man. Give me dimensions.
The height of your forearm.
The height of your forearm. That's a bit big for a golf buggy.
Ken.
Because I'd have to leave my chiller box at the clubhouse.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's portable. So this is Sonos's first Bluetooth and weatherproof speaker.
So if you go camping, you can entertain the wilderness.
Yeah, because, okay, Sonos, which makes wonderful wireless speakers.
Yes, they do.
They started out really having a multi-room setup where you needed to have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally, that's if you wanted Sonos, you needed to have a great Wi-Fi setup.
Right.
But Bluetooth's always been missing. And finally, I mean, it's overdue. They finally have a Bluetooth speaker, the Sonos Move. But they really nailed it this time.
Really use the Sonos for? Do you put it in different parts of your room? Okay, in reality, you're not going to put it on a golf buggy. So are you going to carry it around with you?
So that's the thing. With a traditional Sonos setup, you'd have one speaker in each room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would... switch between them as you walk through and the house, or play the same thing in a few rooms and that sort of thing.
Right.
But what I found a real revelation was with this Sonos Move, you can carry it around from room to room, which, okay, you can do with any Bluetooth speaker, but the big thing here is that it automatically optimizes itself for each room you put it in.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big deal.
So it changes the wave.
It has 6 microphones on it, and mm-hmm. it detects the sound. It measures the sound it's pushing out.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's too boomy, it cuts down the bass and stuff like that. There was even a demo where the Sonos folks put the Sonos Move in a corner, facing the corner. Of course, it's muffled and boomy.
Mm-hmm.
And after 15 seconds, which is how long it takes to adapt, it stopped getting boomy and started getting clear.
Right.
So it's really, really something.
I am assuming it costs more than $167.
It is $729.
That's actually not bad.
And it's worth every cent. It actually sounds a bit better to my ears than the Sonos One, which is their non-portable, slightly smaller, wired version.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good with all sorts of music. It's got a few hours of battery life. Bear in mind, this is not, even though it might technically fit on your golf cart, it's not the sort of thing you bring on your golf cart every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like something you have in your house and then you can bring it out too, you know, as opposed to it being primarily a portable thing.
So the operative word here is house. If you're one of those people who has a house, you could take it out to your patio, you could take it out to the garden and you know, enjoy the sunset with a bottle of wine and your Sonos.
Well, not really just that, you know, I mean, if I don't have a house, right, I stay in an apartment. But when you're going to the Botanic Gardens Bishan Park,
right,
or the beach, you take it out of its cradle. It comes with a charging cradle.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in the car, then you drive off, or mm-hmm. you take MRT or go.
And you
get
said
a
it
car.
Was weatherproof.
It's weatherproof. It's I think IP 58. Basically splash proof. So I mean, you cannot submerge. It's not waterproof like the Flip 5 from mm-hmm. JBL. But you can splash it and all, and it'll be just fine.
Sounds pretty good if you have wild camping parties.
And fundamentally, it sounds great. In fact, you can pair them. You can buy two and pair them in stereo. And it sounds really good, primarily because of this auto-adapter thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you can bring speakers around the house, I mean, duh, you can do that physically, but they may not sound great in every part of the house. And after you move them back somewhere else, you may need to set them up again.
Mm-hmm.
Here you can bring into your boomy bathroom while you bathe, you know, take a shower, and it will adapt and sound great. And when you finish your shower, you can bring it back to the living room and it'll sound great again. Which is quite a trick, automatically. It's automatic room, I can't remember what they call it, but it's this automatic optimization.
That's actually quite an interesting
That's a unique
feature,
thing.
Yeah.
That's a unique thing.
Yeah. Okay, can you hook it up to your TV?
No, you can't. For that, you need the Sonos Beam, which I have, which is fantastic. It's a soundbar. But no, you can't hook it up to your TV.
It's a lot cheaper than the soundbar.
The soundbar is $699.
Really?
Yes. Great bang for buck. I adore mine, but yeah. It's $699. It's only slightly more expensive than my soundbar. But hey, I can't take my soundbar out with me. I can't move it from room to room. It's stuck in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But let's say you want to kick things up a notch. You have an even bigger room, or you don't need to move things around. So that's where the Deviolet reactor.
Now, when people think of Deviolet, they think of very, very heavy, wonderful audio, of course, but very, very heavy speakers. This little thing in front of you is not very heavy and not very big.
Yep, so Deviolet makes both traditional amplifiers that connect to speakers as part of traditional hi-fi systems, and they also make the Phantom series of portable speakers. An original classic Phantom, let's see, it starts at 2890 and it goes all the way up to 4890, so almost 5,000 for the gold Phantom, which sounds amazing. But it's big, it's not cheap.
It's heavy.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. You need space for it. Whereas the Phantom reactor is a quarter the size and it's a lot cheaper. So a lot cheaper as in, there are two models. The Phantom reactor, 600 and 900. And the numbers refer to the power.
Mm-hmm.
So the 600 is 1890. The 900, this is 900 in front of me, they look the same, is 2390.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of power, 900 watts.
That
of power.
Costs a lot less than my Phantom Golds.
And it sounds great and adapts to much more cramped living spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You can perch it in corners and all that. It's also Deviolet's first all matte black model.
It's actually quite nice.
So
it looks very Star Wars-y, I have to say.
Versus the glossy Phantoms, which are now called the Phantom Premier. So they've renamed the traditional Phantoms the Phantom Premier series, and this reactor series. So this is altogether more unobtrusive, less bling, as you see, the gold has the gold highlights on the gold Phantom. So this is really low-key, tiny, fits in the corner, sounds great, and for its size, is ridiculously loud and powerful. 900 watts from something this small.
So you can really annoy your neighbours with a smaller gizmo.
See, the thing about power, and I know you're just needling me here, the thing about power is that it gives you more control at low volumes, especially with things like orchestral music or quiet acoustic jazz, so that when all of a sudden things get loud or whisper quiet, when you don't have enough power and things get really loud, it just starts
to distort.
Being flatulent. So
you
feel
quite pleased with yourself that you came up with that word, do you?
I brought my thesaurus with me. Come on, some credit here.
Oh, all right, Mr. Digital Editor of the Business Times.
Because I wanted to be a bit more rude, so don't be rude. Flatulent. So when you have enough power, and all of a sudden there's a crescendo, bam, snare.
A lot of speakers do get very blatty.
That's right. They distort or they get flatulent.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing I miss is the crystal clear clarity of the top of the line Gold Phantom.
Well, you can have that for $4,800.
Exactly. Almost double the price. Mm-hmm. You get a titanium tweeter that is crystal clear. But look, at for substantially cheaper and smaller, this is quite an amazing piece of audio equipment.
Mm-hmm.
considering that if you want the same volume from a traditional hi-fi, you've got big black boxes and big speakers around if you want to match it. Yep.
So in the same way that the Phantoms work, can you just load up different rooms with it and control it all with that, whatever that gadget?
Not quite the same thing. So yeah, the WLA does have, you know, bridges and all that. But this is, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't do multi-room out of the box quite as seamlessly as a Sonos Move. Nor is it portable. So just to be clear now, just now we're talking about the Sonos Move, and before that we're talking about the JBL Flip series. Those are truly battery powered.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be plugged into a power supply, but you can unplug them and we'll go around with them. The WLA Phantom series and this Phantom reactor is very much, it can only be used when plugged into mains power supplies. You need to plug it in.
Right.
There's no battery in it. And so you don't carry this around.
You put
it there and you leave it there. So different use cases, which is why the Sonos Move delights me so much, because I've got a bunch of rooms. I can't afford speakers for every room. I want to buy one and bring it from room to room or bring it out. Whereas, yeah, if you want multi-room audio with the WLA reactor, you pretty much need a reactor in every room, which is a totally different cost proposition. Again, this one is about $2,400.
Right.
And the lower powered 600 is 1890. So, yeah.
Well, you know, different cost propositions for different people with different size houses. In my little apartment, I probably need one and it'll cover the whole, you know, public area.
I have an old school, rather large living room, older style condo, and this fills it up very nicely. I can really blast it. It's quite challenging, actually, to fill my living room with sound. And this Phantom Reactor 900 did a really good job. Mind you, I also had a good experience bringing the Sonos Move to different parts of the living room, and that did the same job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So it is a question of what it is that you truly want from a gadget gizmo like this.
Do you need portability? Do you need weatherproofness? The Phantom is not waterproof or splashproof either. It is something you want to keep all liquid far away from. As well as kids who want to poke at different parts of it.
Can you poke at different parts of it?
It is quite well shielded, but if you want it to, and there is protection over the woofer and the tweeter here, but you could still conceivably poke a pencil through it. I can just imagine my son's taking a pencil and poking it through just to see what would happen, which would be me fainting.
Just to see what daddy's reaction would be is really what you mean.
Oh, yeah. Whereas the Sonos Move is all enclosed, tough mesh, so a lot hardier, because that's the sort of proposition it is. It's something that's portable and weatherproof, and you can chuck it around if you want to.
You've brought us three different options for three different price points and three different needs.
Yes, very much so.
I just need something to go on my golf cart.
Get the Sonos Move. I love it so much.
But I'm not leaving my chiller box at the clubhouse.
Look, it's lighter than you expected. The Sonos Move may be larger than the WLA reactor, but it's much lighter.
Right.
You pick it up, it's perfectly portable.
Okay, so what about the weight of a computer laptop?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, pretty much. So laptop weight, there you go.
Laptop weight. That's not bad, actually.
That's all right.
How does it produce the good sound with that kind of lightness?
Sonos, as a company, has a lot of tech wizardry software background.
Mm-hmm.
The optimization with the auto optimization feature has really done the trick there. The sound quality is just amazing. Just like with the Beam before that.
Right.
It just sounds great.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you what your style buy is, because they're very, very different.
Yeah, if you are looking for traditional hi-fi replacement, you probably will find the Sonos Move might not be quite there, though I'd be happy with it. But if you really are looking to hear a pin drop with analytical sound, probably isn't the right thing for you. That's where you might want to look at the WLA Phantom series, especially the reactor if you're strapped for space.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you've brought us some interesting speaker-like things for, you know, serious music fans. Right now, my head is in baseball, so I just need something to plug into my TV so I can hear 41,000 people roar.
You need a soundbar, really.
I need a soundbar. So maybe we can talk about soundbars in future episodes of Inspector Gadget.
Sounds good.
All right. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor from the Business Times. Mm-hmm. I'm Clarissa Montero for Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.